And two of them just floated around by so that just, I don't know, they're doing something. I just ragged off him out.
I didn't use no force.
No force, he ain't hurt me.
Mm-hmm. How was your buddy doing, man?
Course, I don't really know. But he was almost, his jumping passed out on me then. And they guided me in that thing. Just, you know, how you just guide somebody in that thing. And I was so damn scared, I don't know what, you know, I do know that when I got in there, that they, it couldn't have been taking no kind of pictures, but I didn't see nothing. But they had me, you know, I just kind of had me there. Then they just moved me back, like you floating in there. And then they kept me in that position a little while. Then they raised me back up.
You said they had some kind of instrument on you, didn't you?
Some kind of instrument. I don't know what it was. I've seen instruments that I've never seen, nothing like that before in my life.
What did it look like? Did you describe it?
I couldn't really describe it.
Why, did it look like an X-ray machine or
something? No, it wasn't like no X-ray machine. It was something that I just couldn't, there ain't no way to describe it.
I didn't try to communicate with you.
It looked like an eye. You know, like a big eye. You know, it's something that,
had any attachments to it?
Yeah, it had some kind of attachment to it. I don't know what. But it was, it moved.
It looked like
a big eye. No light. It was like some kind of big eye. And then they left me.
That you inside the machine.
Right.
Now you said.
They left me. And the position they had me, I couldn't move. Yeah, I don't know how long they left me. And then they come back.
You don't have any idea how long
they left me? I don't have no watch. You know, you said, I'm scared.
How long did you say? 30 minutes?
I'd say 20 or 30 minutes that they left me. And then when they come back, they lay me back, you know, over here.
You didn't try to talk to them, ask them what was going on?
Yes, I did. But I get a buzzing sound out of one of them, that's all. They didn't pay me no attention when I talked to them.
How many eyes?
They had two eyes, all I seen.
Had two eyes and a nose.
And a
hair? I don't know. I just swear I don't know. It's just, that's why in my mind.
You look at them.
Did it breathe?
I don't know that. That's what I know.
They didn't have no kind of clothes on or nothing?
No, they didn't have no clothes.
And you can't tell me what color it was?
Man, you scared if I was you.
The white looking? Pale? Blue?
Green? That's like a blue. They look pale, like, to me. Not the best I remember. But you was so damn scared doing and something happened like that.
And you said it looked kind of like a wrinkled skin, just
no, I didn't,
no clothes?
Well, it could have been. It was no clothes, but they looked kind of pale, like
skin.
They looked like more or less like a skin fit. What it was, it might have had something on it, might or not. I don't know.
You said right below the nose it had an opening in
it? It looked like that opening right below their nose. I mean, that's...
Well, that's right after dark, was that?
It wasn't too long after dark. Now, I ain't got no watch. And I don't know what, you know, I don't know exactly what time and all it was.
Well, why are you waiting until this time of night to come?
Well, that's the plan. When they
and I
got out there.
You
met this
call
approximately. Well, I know, but I knew nobody wouldn't believe me.
You weren't.
We didn't know.
I went by the Mississippi Press and beat on that door. This colored guy was sitting in the desk and two colored girls right here. And he said, "What you doing?" I said, well, I'd like to see a reporter or somebody, you know, that can get news to you know, the, maybe to the sheriff's department or somebody. Anyway, we said, there ain't no reporter here. He said, he won't be here in a morning. Well, I thought about it again. I said, if I call the sheriff's department, they won't blame me. If I call the police department, they won't blame me. I done tried to call Keesler.
I said, no, you tried.
Well, I mean, you know, that's, and I apologize for that. That's my own thinking, you know. That's hard to believe,
all
something like that, sir.
I must be having an argument.
Well, I hadn't drank anything. I got out of there in the 45 minutes, an hour, and I thought about calling y'all. I did, right, man. I had to settle my nerves. I just went crazy. Before then, I hadn't drank anything. But I got in my nerves, so I swear to God, I have. And I got to get back and let my wife know that she's probably hysterical now.
Your wife's all right.
Do you remember leaving? Leaving the sheriff sure when he put you out? The only thing I can remember is that kid, he was hysterical. I guess he just went nutty, I guess. And I got him half back to his senses. And the first thing I told him, I said, son, ain't nobody gonna believe this. And he come just hollering and screaming, you know, just hysterical. I got him bombed down again. And I said, ain't nobody gonna believe it. Let's just try to keep it to ourselves. Well, I went over at the car then. The more I thought about it, the more I thought I had to let some officials know about it. That's what I wrote by the Mississippi Press.
Let me ask you this. What happened after they turned you loose and let you go? You look back around and...
There's a buzzing sound. Everything was gone, just like that. Just a buzzing sound.
Could you describe the vehicle?
Drew a picture. Yes, I can describe the vehicle. It wasn't loud. It was oblong. You know, it's kind of oblong. And if the opening they had was going where it was at the one end of it. And well, it's something you can't believe about.
What kind of light?
The only lights I seen on the outside was that blue light coming down. And the inside, I never seen no light. Everything just lit up. I don't know where it came from.
Did it light the ground up
as
it was coming in?
I didn't see it, but then. I didn't see no light.
My big was a blue light. It's just a low light.
It wasn't all that bad. I know nobody ain't gonna believe it. I know that.
Well, you tried to get the press. You tried to get in over there.
Yes, sir. I tried it.
All right, when did you call Keesler? Before you called me?
Yes, sir.
Right before you called, they wouldn't talk to you.
No. See, all they'll tell you is call the sheriff department. So that's when I called the sheriff department. You call Keesler about anything that I found, you know. Out, and they'll refer you to the sheriff's department. I thought about that about 20 or 30 minutes. That's when I called y'all. I said, well, I'll just tell them what I know. If they don't blame it, okay.
Where'd you call Fisher from? That little general store over there?
Yes, sir.
Who'd you talk to, Fisher, you know?
It was some lady. I don't know. It wasn't a man. It was a lady.
What'd you do, call an operator and ask you to ask for Keesler? And you called me from the little general store.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I won't mind no from that. I tell what I seen. And now I don't want no from this year. I swear to God, I know. I just want to tell what I've been through, man. That's all.
All right, now, when you run back to the car, I had some drinks. What'd you have?
Pardon me?
What'd you have to drink when you went back to the car?
I had about three good shots of liquor. But I had to settle my nerves, Mr. Diamond. I'll just tell you the truth. I'm not a drinking man, but not in my car. You know, when a goldfish is on that at me, you know, that's normal. I keep a drink around the house, and my wife will tell you I'm not a, and my boss will tell you I'm not a drinking man.
Where are you?
I work at Johnny, you can call Johnny Walker, little Johnny Walker.
Come
call right, him right now tonight. And he'll vouch for me.
You're a foreman or something?
I'm a foreman or whatever. I run part of that shipyard. I'm not a drinking man. For something like that, I had to have something to settle my nerves and before I could make my mind up to tell somebody about it. I didn't think nobody would believe me.
What about the boy? Did he take a drink?
He took a little drink. He wasn't much able to take a drink, though he was scared that he took him a little drink. I told him to take him a drink. He was going all to pieces. Just hold, you know, if you want, you know, like you want to make some kind of statement in the paper, but
describe the inside of this place.
Well, Mr. Diamond, the whole thing, it was just real lit up, you know. A lot of light.
What kind of seats?
I didn't see any seats.
They separated you and the bowler when y'all went into this.
They sure did. I didn't see him when I come out. I didn't see any seats at all.
Were they in the windows?
I didn't see any windows.
Sit down? What?
When I was in there, I was just like a floating on there. They had me, and they done me any way they wanted to. It was just like a floating.
You couldn't feel no sensation?
I couldn't feel no sensation, no sensation of movement, no pain. Estimates. There was estimates in there. And there was no seats, no chairs. And they moved me any way they wanted to. Any sensation, any pain.
What were they doing while they had you down there? Were they walking around or moving around?
When they had me, there was two of them left, I told you that was fixing me. And one of them had that thing, I told you, like a big eye or something. You know. And Jesus Christ, I was scared. I'm honest to God, I don't.
There was two of them, you and one was in the boat, right?
I don't know who it was for him. I don't know.
But you only saw three men.
Three men is all I've seen. But I don't know this man. You know, when you follow men, I've seen three things.
But you don't have the hair on the head?
Sure don't.
He saw that pointed ears?
The ears was kind of pointed, and the nose of that thing was pointed. It looked, they didn't have a mouth like we did. It looked like opening under their nose. That's the best I could see.
He drew a good picture.
The room shows that. The room is about 5 foot tall. And this one, you know, big like this,
they
maybe.
5 foot tall, including
it. No, I'm talking about they was 5 foot. I'm not talking about the distance they stayed above the ground. I'm talking about their style.
Could you stand up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Could you stand up?
Well, I didn't walk in it. They floated in it.
Yeah.
So it had to be at least 8 foot tall. At least 8 foot tall.
Looks like the instruments were just on the side, or were they in the ceiling of it? And when it laid you back, it was facing upwards.
Yeah, but the eye of that thing that they had around me, it looked like it followed me every position that they got me, that thing did. Whether backwards or sitting up, the eye of that thing. It was in any position that they moved me.
Just so I was so scared or what, but it was blurred like face. What are we
waiting on. I got to go tell Blaine something. What did it seem we had to wait on?
I better go to the house. I don't sit here and just sit down and see.
Yeah, let me go.
I'm getting sick. Yeah, I better go to the house.
Wait a minute, let me go talk.